Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer. On this sanctified Sunday, we want to pray for new Christians, or as the Bible would call, babes in Christ. Because our spiritual lives are similar to our physical lives. We are born in both. And then once we're born, we are our babies. But yet then there is an expectation to grow and mature. You think about Matthew chapter 18, verse number 3, where Jesus says, "Unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." That is part of this process. We must be converted and become as little children. And he's talking about the idea of innocence, but there's still this idea of what happens when we are converted. And then 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 2, he would say, "As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby." And then Paul would say in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse number 20 that there is also a way in which we are expected to grow, and that is in understanding. He says, "Do not be children in understanding, and then later be mature." And so there is this expectation to grow. And of course, grace and mercy on God's part when it comes to new Christians and the ways that people grow. So would you pray with me at this time for new Christians? Father in heaven, we thank you for your gospel and its power to save. We thank you for new Christians and their willingness to submit to you in baptism and their open heart to find what your word says and then to do it. Father, we know it's going to be difficult for them. They've chosen a difficult path in life, but we know that it is worth it. And we desire to pray for them at this time. We pray that they would grow in knowledge of your word, and that they would grow not only just in knowledge, but in the application of it, changing their lives to be better. Father, we desire that they would develop good study habits and effective prayer lives, that they would attend and participate in worship at all opportunities. And we pray that we would encourage them when they come to those different opportunities. Father, we desire that they would seek to be a light in the communities, and especially first to their families, and then to their friends, but to everyone that they meet, and especially their enemies, that those enemies would see the change in their lifestyle as they are a new Christian. And Father, we ask that these new Christians would not only grow in knowledge and application, but that they would seek to tell others about their newfound hope in Christ, that they would try to set up Bible studies with others as they learn themselves. Again, we ask that these new Christians would be people of your word and people of prayer, and that we would pray more for them. It's in Jesus' name and by his authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul has all found relief, and oft escaped the test.